Peace, beloveds, and welcome to Opinionated and Enlightened with your girl, Moon Goddess B. Here, I offer prophetic energetic guidance for the collective through whatever means the divine sees fit. So settle in, and if you found this recording, welcome home. So today, we're going to be talking about why so much of the collective just feels like their spirituality is just falling down around them. I'm speaking with so many people who are just like, I don't know exactly what's real and what's not anymore. And just really a lot of individuals struggling with the transition from whatever faith systems, religions, beliefs they were a part of, and then moving into spirituality and having this experience that they thought was going to be one thing, but now is starting to morph into something totally different. There are people who are finding themselves just very lost and confused and not knowing exactly what to do from this point or how to move forward. So we're going to talk really in depth about that, maybe give you a little bit of perspective, and as always, just a little divine guidance on what it is that you can be missing during this time. Let's just get into it. The first thing that I'm going to do, because I want you to keep this in mind throughout this entire episode, is I'm going to answer your question with a question. You want to know why things are falling down around you, why nothing seems to make as much sense as it did just not too long ago. And my question for you is, what do you believe? Do you know what you believe anymore? Have you done whatever it is that you need to do to have something that sits in your heart as the core of your belief system, even if that belief is that you choose not to believe in anything specific. I'm not going to call anybody else specific. I'm really trying to stay away from the very blanket and labeled terms that get used so frequently so that we can just, again, as I said in these first two episodes, focus on the energy of the experience, because I really feel like words just got a lot of us in a chokehold right now. And you know what? There's a reason for that. I think it might have been the first episode of this season, I talked about the unspoken language and how it's very important that we're able to perceive the energy of what we're experiencing. And it all very much ties back into that. So I have a personal belief that's just really surrounded by language, very specifically English, and how it's communicated. And what I'm learning as I move along in my journey is that there are not words that exist in the English language to explain what I'm trying to say. So usually it's something that I need. It's like if people get it, they get it. And if they don't, then I have to leave it alone. Because what happens is people try to put their own words on it. When you put your own word, you're going to put your own definition on it. And then when you put your own definition on it, you're going to have your own emotion that's attached to it. And I'm just really trying to keep this as energetic as possible. So even when it comes to my own personal belief systems, they are contrived of many different teachings and ideologies and experiences and communications, all of which I consider to be divine. I believe what feels good to me. So I've told you before that I do believe in one primary source being, entity, God, the Most High, the divine, the list goes on. But I do believe in one primary source, And you already know that I believe that in order for me to tap into the energy that I am speaking of, that I have to be connected to source in a way that we actually have relationship. I've developed relationship with source with a combination of research and meditation and prayer and really just talking, listening to, observing my experiences, my spirit team, how they make me feel, and again, my communications to the divine. So you'll really never hear me getting very specific Unless it's on like a personal level and I'm talking about a personal experience, then you may be able to glean a little bit of what I personally believe. But I'm very careful not to insert my belief systems or any of those very personal details into the collective messages that I share, because there's a very specific way that I need you to connect to the message. And I understand that there are so many different types of people who are going to connect to this message that I really have to keep it very basic. So just keep that in mind again as we progress forward and as we move on. I really wanted to just clear that up for the questions that I've received on my personal belief systems. I hold those kind of close to my vest and kind of keep them to me unless it's necessary that I divulge those. So hopefully that's okay with you. If not, as with everything else, I understand. I get it. And nice knowing you. So for the people who are listening to and receiving this message, you have really done the work to develop a sense of emotional wellness. And what I mean is you have understood what emotional intelligence is. You have developed the self-awareness. You have, you're very careful about what your stress response looks like or what your trauma responses are. And you understand that in developing that emotional wellness, it has been able to lead to, the transmutation or the ability to transmute your emotions and your feelings and your experiences. And the goal is for that to lead into alchemy. Ultimately, it really has nothing to do with whatever you believe that needs to get you through the day to day. So that's why I'm always very adamant. You will always hear me constantly expressing and reaffirming that it is not my concern what you believe in, and that you do not have to believe anything specific in order to be able to receive something from this. Your belief system is just simply a tool that you use to navigate your way to alchemy. The tool for individual navigation is really going to be key in how this message resonates with you and how you have to apply it. What's happening even now with the first two episodes is someone will listen and then they'll come to me for specifics. And unless I'm guided to you to give specifics, I need you to really understand the core of this message. And this message is, when you hear this message being relayed, you are going to get some thoughts, some feelings, and some beliefs about it. It's going to be up to you to figure out which part of these messages really resonate with you, and then to do some personal digging and exploring into exactly how it might be made manifest in your personal existence. So the reason that I started out with asking, what do you believe, is because, again, I don't personally need to know exactly what you believe, but you do. If you don't know what you believe in, how do you know how to move? How do you know how to develop the insight to be able to navigate the human experience in a way that is happy, healthy, productive, peaceful? How will you know that if you don't know exactly what it is you believe? And what has happened is that a lot of the collective has dismantled or deconstructed from previous beliefs, but they never replaced it with anything new. So, for example, if you're coming from Christianity and you know that you no longer believe the teachings of Christianity, then what do you now believe in this new spiritual journey? And if you don't know what that is, then that needs to be your second level, because the emotional and all of that stuff was the first, the healing journey, the beginning, that was the first step. But this is really, if you don't have a belief system, that would have helped you through that. But we're not going to go back because you are here now. And as I said, if you've made it this far in my podcast, you likely have already done the work. So you know exactly what I'm saying. But if you have deconstructed, then you need to reconstruct a foundation and a basis for you to live your life every day. Because if all you know is what you don't know, then that in and of itself is kind of setting you up to build a house of cards that will collapse very easily because it's not built on a solid foundation. So belief is really going to be the solid foundation. And I would be, it would be remiss of me not to communicate how if you have gotten this far, but you do not have a belief system. Again, a belief system can also be the fact that you don't believe that there's a primary source, and that's fine for you. But even if that's the case, then you would replace that primary source. So you would still have to figure out, what do you believe about your abilities? What do you believe that you're capable of? What do you believe that you are and are not able to do? So this is not limited from anyone. This is a message that can be received for anyone, because knowing what you believe is really what's going to make sure that you're moving forward and that you're building upon a solid foundation. That also doesn't mean that it has to be any kind of organized anything. Like, if you are leaving religion, that doesn't mean that you have to now follow the Buddhist beliefs, or that now you have to go on to another organized system. It just simply means that you really need to make an assessment of, again, what feels right and proper for you on the inside. And the best way that I can tell you to do this is to really decipher what raises your personal vibration while you're holding space for the rest of the collective, and as they try to figure out their own experience as well. So you are raising your own vibration, you're holding space for the people who may not have worked their way to that point yet. And if you don't know what you believe in, you're just going to find yourself kind of hopping from one bandwagon to the next with no real idea of what or why you're making the moves that you're making. So you believe that what you feel is freedom, but really all you did was upgrade prisons. You moved from a small prison cell to a big prison yard, but you still can't fully realize the freedom that lies within, because you're still not utilizing that very important tool that has been bestowed to you from the divine. You are not bound by anything in this matrix. You're beyond it. And it's going to be necessary that you remember that. And the way that you're going to remember that is by establishing that foundation of belief and knowing exactly what that means for you. Now, if you're still here, you better believe that I am very solution oriented. So what I want to do is offer something that I have done that I found to be very helpful for me. I created a personal vision statement. This personal vision statement, it completely embodies my current personal philosophy. Is what I guess would be the best way to explain it, because I created this personal vision statement with the understanding that this is my current experience, and it is subject to change as new information is presented to me. It is subject to enhance. It is subject to whatever changes or alterations need to be made, but it gives me something to look at on a regular basis when I'm trying to make difficult decisions, or when I'm trying to understand things, or as I navigate my relationships with others. It gives me a very clear and definitive, for me, understanding of exactly how I need to govern myself in a way that is completely representative of how I want to show up in this world and how I am sure the divine would like for me to show up in this world. So I'm going to share my personal vision statement with you, and then I'm going to come back and kind of break it down a little bit line for line, just to help offer a better understanding of what each section of it means. So bear with me just a second. My personal vision statement. I've come to realize that the life that I once believed in is more of a matrix that doesn't operate as I thought. New information has set me free to be myself, embracing the human experience in all of its complexity. I've made a conscious decision to be intentionally kind, which has become second nature to me. This shift in vibration has positively impacted my soulfulness, ensuring that I prioritize maintaining a higher vibration. I no longer tolerate situations that lower my vibration, as I know that living from a place of love and kindness creates no undesirable karmic energy. I am now committed to moving forward with a heart full of love and kindness, thinking and feeling from a place of pure intentions. Now, this is a statement that I very carefully crafted to my own personal experience. And it's my advice that you do the same, because as I keep saying, the experience of what all of this means is just going to be different for everyone. If you would like to use this one, I mean, I can't stop you. Feel free. If this personifies your own personal experience, I just really want to explain what I meant by each line so that if you do decide to use it, you can get a better understanding. And also, if you want to craft your own, you will understand exactly what components I utilized when I created mine. So the first part is, I've come to realize that the life I once believed in is more of a matrix that doesn't operate as I thought. New information has set me free to be myself, embracing the human experience in all of its complexity. This is me acknowledging and understanding that I have received information about exactly what it means to be living this human experience, and that it's a very complex experience. So there is no, as I said, and I think it was the first or second episode, for me personally, I don't believe in positive and negative, or I don't believe in positive versus negative or good versus bad. I believe that everything just is. And then we put our personal experience on it. And that is what generates the vibration or the frequency of the experience that we're having. So this is, again, acknowledging that there are two very opposite ends of the spectrum, and that it's a very complex notion when we consider what the human experience really is. The next part is, I've made a conscious decision to be intentionally kind, which has become second nature to me. So when I say conscious decision and intentionally kind, this is understanding that in my past, I have trauma, I have previous experiences, I have perspectives. My perspective has been impacted by the experiences that I've had in my life. And it's very important that I am moving with the intention to be kind and to be conscious of when I'm not being kind, and doing the work that it takes to unpack and correct whatever behavior is undesirable to me. Doing all of that work has made it second nature to me, which means it's kind of just how I am now. And if I find myself not moving in a way that aligns with this, it's usually very easy to pop myself back into focus. So this is not saying that I'm 100% perfect and I do everything perfectly. It just means that I have not only an awareness, but a desire to make changes where necessary. Then it says, this shift in vibration has positively impacted my soulfulness, ensuring that I prioritize maintaining a higher vibration. Notice that I didn't say I'm always vibrating high, or I only vibrate high. That's not what this means. What this means is, having this shift in understanding, and now that being my core vibration, it's positively impacted the way that I experience the world. If you follow me, you have heard me talk ad nauseum about selffulness, which is a term that I learned from Ian LeVanzant. And the premise behind it is that the way that we have been taught, the way that we've been indoctrinated, is in a way that makes it seem like if we put ourselves first, that is somehow selfish. And in the grand scheme of things, I gotta put me first, Lucius. Y'all know I say that all the time. And it is just saying that I have to make sure that I am being selfful in all that I do. And when I do that, it makes it a lot easier to maintain a higher vibration than what I've previously experienced. And it keeps me out of the doldrums of low vibrational thinking, feeling, or being. Next, it goes into, I no longer tolerate situations that lower my vibration, as I know that living from a place of love and kindness creates no undesirable karmic energy. In episode, I think it was 2, I talked about how we are no longer bound by contracts from previous incarnations. So now that I know, or that even in this human experience, when I wasn't moving in such a way, I can now rectify the karmic energy. And I said in that episode, we are not here to debate what karma means or what karmic energy is. I am speaking of the colloquial sense of what karmic energy represents. Yes, so I know that if I'm operating from this place, that I'm not creating any undesirable, for me, karmic energy. It says, I am now committed to moving forward with a heart full of love and kindness, thinking and feeling from a place of pure intentions. This is something that some people might find a little bit more difficult, but I believe that it's absolutely necessary. I evaluate my communications. I evaluate the way I respond to people. I take note of how I feel in the presence of others, the things that I say, the way that I say things. And again, this doesn't mean that I behave 100% perfectly all of the time, or, you know what society would deem as perfect. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that I'm always evaluating my own personal behavior to ensure that it is intentionally kind, that my intentions are pure, and that when I move, I'm moving from that heart space. So, yeah, I mean, if you find yourself struggling with your belief systems, or you just feel, as the title says, buried under the rubble of the collapsing of the matrix, but you know that you've done a certain degree of work and you really don't understand exactly where this is coming from, this is all a grounding component. This is something that can keep you grounded in not only your belief systems, but in your human experience. And it's going to be very important as you move forward. This personal vision statement is something that I have recorded and I listen to it every day. Sometimes I listen to it on a loop and I meditate to it. Sometimes I listen to it on a loop and I sleep to it. It is something that I am determined to get bedded in my spirit, in my soul, because it feels like it feels good. And because it feels so good, and because I've communicated with my guides and my spirit team and directly with the divine, I am very aware that this is what this current season, it feels like it's going to be forever, but we all know how things change, so it kind of is what it is. It feels good for now, and that's what matters. So I hope you found this helpful. I hope you feel that this is going to guide you and lead you. If you come up with your own personal vision statement and you want to share it, feel free to share it in the comments. If you don't feel like this is something for you, as always, I get it. That's fine. For right now, we're just going to end it here. I believe that next time we are going to be talking about the act of reprogramming after you've done your shadow work and why it may seem like you're struggling a little bit right now with that. You're like, I've done all the shadow work. Well, not all the shadow work, because we know healing is a constant journey, but you know that you've done a degree of shadow work and you still can't figure out exactly what's going on. I do have a message regarding that. So that is going to be the next episode that I post. As always, feel free to reach out to me on any of my socials or if you have any questions. I'm still coming up with something to say when I sign off. So I'll see y'all next time. Thank you so much for joining me today and for receiving this message. I am not currently accepting personal readings, but I do look forward to continuing to be a vessel for the divine in this and other ways. I pray that you've gleaned some clarity from this message, and you can find Opinionated and Enlightened on all major platforms as well as YouTube. Peace.